KC All Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, live from Frickers in Adrian. My name is Ian Wentz, Josh Mitchell back in our Cave studios. Today we're going to talk a lot of golf from the Bulldogs, also some club baseball and cross country later on in this program. We're going to kick things off with Sarah Bevington. She is a returner on the show. I remember she was on last time, I believe, with a teammate, but she's here solo today. Sarah's a senior now from Ionia, Michigan. Sarah, welcome back.
Thank you.
All right, well, we all know about the split season, right? You got some in the fall and some in the spring. They're all important. We're going to break that down a little bit later. You were a 2024 second-team all-conference selection. Congratulations on that. How are you taking that success into this fall season?
Yeah, so I think I ended the season pretty well last year. I didn't get to golf too much this summer, but mentality-wise, I wanted to keep that going this season. I think just remaining calm on the course, not getting too much in my head, has been like a big key to my success. So trying to keep that going from last season into this season is going to be huge.
Why not too much golf in the off season? You got to work or something
like
that?
Yeah, I had a pretty extensive job this summer. So
okay, very cool. But back into the swing of things, that's my first pun for the show. your team just coming off a weekend where you all did very well.
Mm-hmm.
Second place out of 17 teams down in Heidelberg. You had to feel pretty good about that performance.
Yeah, I mean, it felt great. Day one was a little frustrating, but we bounced back day two and shot a pretty good round.
Leading into our conversation today, I kind of overheard you have a pretty senior-led team. I know we're looking back at that, you know, team that made the NCAA postseason, and then last year came up a little bit short. And now that group of sensational sophomores are now seniors, so I imagine the goal this year is let's win the MIAA and get to the postseason.
Yeah, that's definitely one of our big goals of the season. I mean, looking at how we played in our first conference match, it's going to be very competitive this year, and I think that's going to help us work harder and achieve our goals.
Yeah, with that, the MIAA Jamboree took fourth in that one, and, you know, those are ultra competitive. You led the team shooting a 79.
Mm-hmm.
There are three more Jamborees to go, so some ground to make up. Are they kind of the normal foes, like the St. Mary's in the last couple years? That's kind of been the team, right?
Yeah, St. Mary's has definitely been one of our top competitors. It's kind of been a two-horse race up until now, but this season, I mean, Trine, Calvin, they've really come out with a strong team. They've brought in some good freshmen, a couple of transfers, and I think it's going to be very competitive this year.
Last weekend, with an 81 and then a 74 in that two-day event, again, some good momentum. But, I mean, those events are cool, but the ones that really, quote-unquote, matter are the MIAA ones, correct? So you kind of use that as a tune-up for the next one.
Yeah, for sure. I like how our coach schedules it. He gives us a lot of, like, non-conference tournaments to get, like you said, tuned up for the conference to make sure we're playing our best golf when conference season comes around.
All right, early on, let's talk about maybe the goods and the bads from your game personally. Maybe the golfers out there can relate to your struggles or your successes. What's something you feel like you're doing well this year and something you can improve on moving forward?
Something I'm doing well this year, I think my putting game has been great. I have been really focusing on that in practice, making sure my pace is good, I'm reading the greens right. I mean, it's a huge part of the game. It's where you make up about almost half of your shots, so it's important to be locked in on the greens. And somewhere I can definitely improve would probably be, like, off the tee. I mean, being able to hit a fairway is pretty important. Make sure you get yourself on the green and reg. But, I mean, when you spray one left or right, it's kind of hard to – you have to force yourself to get up and down. So I think more consistency off the tee is going to be huge for me.
And then the putting success comes into play when you're, you know, putting it in the rough on your first shot or you duff a shot and you really need to – one putt to save a par or save a bogey.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean,
I may or may not have been in that position many times.
Yeah. It's super important, especially if you don't put yourself in a good spot. I mean, making sure you can lock yourself back in on the green is huge for the score.
Sarah, your home course this year at the Tecumseh Golf Club again, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
So a lot of practices out there?
Yeah, for sure. They keep it in great condition for us.
Very good. Other teammates, you know, we have you on the air. we talked about the other seniors on the squad. What's the general makeup of the women's golf team at Adrian? Is it mainly upperclassmen or underclassmen? How does that kind of break down?
I mean, we obviously have the four senior starters, but we also have Ainsley Hewitt. She's a sophomore. She came in and was a very solid player for us last year, and she's continuing to do great work so far this year. And then also a freshman, Savannah Smith. She came out, shot 74 in her first collegiate round.
So, okay.
Yeah, she was huge for us. I am excited to see how far she can take this team.
All right, we're going to use the nickname Coach Greeny. I think that's how everyone knows him. Just, you know, building this program with your class now being seniors. I think this is his third year, right, already?
This is his fourth year.
Fourth year.
Yep.
Whoa. Time flies, I guess.
Yeah.
Still have to like what he's bringing to the course. I mean, he's a fun guy to be around.
He's, great coach.
Golf is an individual sport, mm-hmm. and there's a team aspect of it. I guess, how does the team approach that, like, from the two-day event you had recently at Heidelberg? How do you make it a team sport, but not really? How can you support each other during a match where you might not see anybody for 3 or 4 hours?
Yeah, I mean, before our team goes out, we like to do a team huddle. Just gets everyone locked in, gets everyone ready to go. I mean, no matter what, we're always going to be happy for each other. If someone shoots a great round, we're obviously going to be super excited for them. If somebody struggled a little bit on the day, we pick them up, we support each other. I think knowing for two-day events especially, like, if you don't do so well the first day, like, you really want to encourage your team to, like, do better the second day, and having that consistency and, like, supporting each other is going to be a big key if we want to do well this season.
Talking with Sarah Bevington with the women's golf team at Adrian College, I think in the last few years, kind of the schedule breakdown for golf has changed a little bit, so we can kind of explain to our listeners. It is a split season, so you play some jamborees in the fall and then some in the spring. How does that break down? How many do you have in the fall and then the spring? I heard maybe they'll do like a championship day. What does the season look like?
Yeah, so the season is split into fall and spring. We usually play four conference rounds in the fall. Last year we were only able to get in three, and the fourth was canceled due to weather, so we just made that up in the spring. But the goal for right now is to play four in the fall, two in the spring, and something we call like the conference tournament. So we'll play two rounds back-to-back, whereas all the other rounds will be individual days.
And then there's an overall score aspect to it still?
So pretty much all the jamborees, all the team scores will get added together, and basically whoever has the lowest score, the lowest average, is who's going to nationals. So hopefully that's us in the spring.
And some work to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Obviously. Next tournament, not too much break. You are back at it September 22nd and 23rd. You're going to be over in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Whitewater. Obviously, you can't go practice there before you play. That'd be a lot of travel and a lot of expense. It's just not in the budget yet. How can you prepare for a course maybe you've never even played before?
I mean, do your research. I mean, Google's there. You gotta look up the course, look up some interesting facts about it, and also just prepare yourself for anything that could be out there. It's a TPC course, TPC Wisconsin, so we can expect it to be a little more challenging than normal. So at practice this week, we got to just set ourselves up to play the best we can.
When you say challenging, is that like maybe a lot of trees or maybe a lot of out of bounds or water? What have you seen?
Yeah, just demanding shots. Like, you have to be able to hit the shot that you have in front of you. There's no bailouts or anything that you could have. Like, I feel like at Tecumseh we have a lot of holes where you can make a mistake and still recover from it, but on bigger, nicer courses like this, it's just going to be consistency hitting good shots that are demanded from you from the course.
Talking women's golf with Sarah Bevington, one of the seniors on the team. You do have a home jamboree. It's the MIAA Jamboree number 4. Knock on wood for the weather. It's October 5th mm-hmm. at Tecumseh Golf Club. You have quite a bit of season to go before that, but like, that's one where it's not a have to win. It's like, okay, if we don't win, we'd feel like a disappointment, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you always have that kind of feeling on your home course. You practice there the most. You feel the most comfortable there. So being able to go out and shoot a good number there is honestly one of the most satisfying things you can have as a golfer. Knowing that you can do well somewhere and actually doing well somewhere is huge. So, looking forward to that. And hopefully we can put up a good team score that day.
So a couple between that, Where are those going to be at? I know there's more schools than four jamborees, so where, where's the next one at?
So we're playing at Elbow Golf Course in somewhere in Indiana. It's St. Mary's home course.
Okay.
We're playing actually the day after the second day of the Wisconsin tournament, and then we're playing at Shrine after fall break.
Okay. Very cool. Once again, your jamborees, are they open to the public? I know watching golf can be kind of challenging. You might need binoculars or something like that. But can they come out and support the Bulldogs?
Of course. We would love to have them come out and support us, especially at the home jamboree. I mean, the more spectators out there, the better. It helps us. It makes us feel excited to golf and show off our skills. So the more spectators, the better.
All right. Very cool. Mark your calendars. That is October 5th for MIAA Jamboree number 4. Women's golf trying to set themselves up for the spring, but finish the fall strong. That's going to be at Tecumseh Golf Club. I've been talking with senior women's golfer Sarah Bevington on the ACL Access Show. Sarah, thank you so much, and good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, we are here at Frickers in Adrian. It's Monday night. That means it is their Monday night giveaway. It's an NFL jersey giveaway every Monday night during halftime. You do not need to be in the building to win, but it's a fun place to watch sports. The Monday night football game tonight. You can also listen to that on 96.5 The Cave out of Adrian. So, along with that Monday night giveaway, it's their boneless wing special today, bone-in wing special tomorrow, all day long here at Frickers. Don't forget the lunch specials when they open till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Great lunch specials. I'm here at least, I'd say, once or twice, sometimes three times in the calendar week. It's a fun little spot here on South Main in Adrian. We'll be right back with more of the AC All Access Show. We're going to talk men's golf with the name Lenawee County might know, Cam Bozick. We'll talk to Cam in just a little bit. You're tuned in to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out club baseball and women's soccer this Tuesday, men's soccer on Wednesday, women's hockey and volleyball on Friday, and women's soccer and hockey on Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Football is back, along with a limited-time Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich. Fricker's new Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich has two batter dip, breast of golden fried chicken. Enjoy that with a 48-ounce personal pitcher of domestic draft beer. Catch every NFL game with ice-cold personal pitchers of domestic draft and the Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich. Hurry before time runs out. Only at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Fricker's.
Frickers in Adrian. It's the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Places getting ready to fill up. Last week, this joint was jumping from 7 till 8. I bet they stayed after a little bit, too. It is the Monday night giveaway. It's an NFL jersey giveaway every Monday night during halftime here at Frickers. You just fill out a little card, a little ticket. You don't need to be here to win, but I encourage you to stay. Have some food, have some drinks, have a good time here at Frickers in Adrian. And as I mentioned before the break, we're going to talk with somebody that people around Lenawee County know. The name floating around the circuit in his time at Madison High School. But already, time flies, a sophomore at Adrian College, Cam Bozick with the men's golf team. Cam, welcome to this version of The Cave. I know you've been literally in the cave before, but thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so last season, it was 2024, second team, all MIAA, selection. Got to feel pretty good about that, just being a freshman and picking up that award. But I'm sure you're going to say something about it's not about the awards, it's about the team. But it's kind of nice to get some recognition.
Yeah, especially as a freshman, you know, I was just happy to play in as many events as possible. But yeah, earning second team all MIAA was a big accomplishment in my eyes. But yeah, I mean, the whole team did great and was happy to be a part of it.
And then translate that into, you know, the off season, the rest of the spring, and into the summer. You talked to Sarah. She was busy. She had work to do. Were you able to get some rounds in the summer and get some practice in?
Oh yeah. I think if you ask anyone around me, I'm a big golfer. I golf as much as I can. I do also work in the summer, but I get as many rounds as possible.
Just hanging around locally, hitting it in most of the places locally.
Yep.
Very cool. Coming off a weekend where you hosted a two-day tournament, so that'd be over in Tecumseh, right, at the golf club. Finishing third out of 10 teams, that's not too bad. You know, you like to win it when it's at your course, but top three finish, good kind of start to the season in a way.
Yeah, day one came out a little flat for being our home course. You know, we don't really have that low ball this year. We kind of need more of a consistent 74, 75. I think we showed that day two, which was nice. So now if we get to do that 2 days in a row, then maybe we can jump into second or first in one of these. But overall, third place, not too bad.
Your answer leads me to this. Hosting a tournament, yeah, you'd like to win it, and you think you'd have the advantage, right? You know where you can miss. You know the greens, right? You practice on them just about every day. There's a lot of pressure, right, on the home team to kind of defend the home course, right? So maybe first day jitters for some, and second day got a little more comfortable?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, playing your home course, obviously, like you said, you know where you're supposed to miss, but you don't always miss in that spot. So
right.
The jitters sometimes get to you, and I guess we could chalk day one up to that. But like I said, not overall, day two came out strong and finished much better than day one.
So, Cam, you didn't get better day one to day two, but you didn't get worse, right? According to my notes, 77 both days. I bet people listening would kill for a round like that, and you did one and back-to-back days, taking 12th in that two-day tournament. There's some probably goods and bads you could take out of that one. I asked Sarah this question. I'll ask it to you now. Maybe a point or two in your game that you think could use improvement, and then one where you think I kind of got this figured out.
Yeah, this year I've done a much better job of kind of game managing. Like you said, knowing where to miss is very crucial on courses. So I've played a decent amount of practice rounds this year and trying to take good notes and know where to miss so that when I do miss, because ask anyone, golf is about misses. So if I miss in those spots, then I can get up and down much easier than missing in the bad spots. So I've been pretty good at that this year. Something I need to work on is getting off to a better start and setting into my game much quicker into the round. I kind of get off to a slow start and then kind of settle down towards the back nine. Like with both of those 77s, my front nines were both not great. You look at the back nine, and if I could duplicate the back nine, it would be much better score. But
so maybe play nine before anyone gets there. That way the front nine is your second nine, but then you have to play a third set of nine, but maybe that won't work. Talking with Cam Bozic, a sophomore from Adrian, Michigan, went to Madison High School. He's a sophomore at AC. First MIAA Jamboree under the belt for the Bulldogs, taking fifth out of eight teams. You did fire a 74. I don't know if, yeah, that led the team, the 74. Obviously, work to do for the team, fifth out of eight. Put yourself within striking distance. So what were your takeaways from the first conference Jamboree of the season?
Yeah, one big takeaway is the league definitely got better this year. We were surprised with some teams that came out and had much better competition this year. But yeah, I mean, playing at Zollinert got switched. We were supposed to play in Elma at Pine River at the first event. So that was kind of a loop we had to adjust to. but we've all played Zollner many times, and I think if you ask anyone, that's definitely not the score we wanted to fire. Now, if you took us to any different course, that score is fine.
Okay.
But at Zollner, we kind of know it better. It's kind of a shorter course, sets up to all of our games pretty good. So, fifth out of eighth, not great. Definitely some work to make up, but overall, I mean, we got five more events for the MIAA, so I think we have a good chance at making that up for sure.
Is it, it's the same split season, right? Four in the fall and two in the spring.
Correct.
For college golf, so some time to make up ground, but like we said earlier, you're in a position to make a move. You talked about courses that, or a course that you felt you could have shot better at, or maybe the team in general. College golfer, would you prefer a, quote, shorter course or a more open course but more distance?
Probably a shorter course. That's tighter.
Okay.
Kind of suits my game better. I'm not a very far hitter off the tee. When it comes to college golf, I kind of like placing the ball in certain spots and playing certain shot shapes. So I would definitely prefer a tighter, shorter course. There are some people on the team that hit it further that would prefer a course that's more open, that they can use their distance. But if you were to ask me, like I said, mm-hmm. it'd be a shorter, tighter course for sure.
So you're not a grip it, rip it, find it kind of golfer?
No.
Okay. Well, that's
not.
Why you're playing college golf. And I play like five times a year. Lose, you know, a few balls during the round, but that's okay. So your second year with the team, Coach Greenwood has been here for, this is fourth season. So he obviously recruited you and got you to stay local and play for the Bulldogs. What's it been like playing for Coach Greeny?
Yeah, it's been amazing. He's a great guy. Love seeing his face around campus. Someone you can always go to talk to. And it's nice being in my hometown, knowing everyone. Basically everywhere I go.
right.
Can't really escape it, but it's a blessing and a curse, for sure.
He just seems like if you were to create a golf coach, it would be Greeny.
Yeah.
Right? He just seems like a fun guy, but I bet when he needs to be serious, he can be, but a guy that you can really take lessons from and hopefully improve your game. Talk with Cam Bozick with the men's golf team at Adrian College. You will be back on the course. It's an MIAA Jamboree, September 28th, so a little bit of time between then and now. You're going to Kalamazoo area to play your next one. You shot a 74. I bet you'd like to repeat that again and kind of help your team out. Your team, Cam, is it more seniors, juniors, or sophomore, freshmen, would you say?
Right in the middle of both, actually. I mean, we have a senior, junior, sophomore, and a freshman that make up our starting, like our main four.
Okay.
After that, it's been a mix-up kind of this year. We brought in seven freshmen this year.
Wow.
Which was a lot, but they're all pretty good players, so it's kind of a matter of them adjusting to college golf and getting used to that and then seeing where they fit in the lineup. So I have a very diverse team, but it's good. Young definitely can build off of it for years to come, and I think we can get a lineup that really fits the MIAA well.
Yeah, it's a nice mix, it seems like, where you have the vets who've been there before and young people that, you know, the phrase is young and dumb, right? They don't know any better, so they're just out playing golf. They don't know, you know, like maybe it's your senior year, you've struggled in this event, and you're playing it again, and you're like, oh no, here we are again. I'm going to hit it in the water. Freshman's just going to get up and rip it and see what they can do. So it's got the pluses and minuses of the different grade levels for college golf. Cam, you're mentioned you're a sophomore. Going from freshman year to now, was it kind of a noticeable jump for you in terms of, okay, I'm a college student now. You know, I'm not a freshman, right? I've been around before. Could you explain that experience?
I don't think it was a big difference. Definitely more comfortable, not as nervous when I get up to the first tee, for sure. Mm-hmm. Kind of been here, done that. But, yeah, sophomore year has been a blast so far. not saying that freshman year wasn't at all. It was a lot of fun, and I, like I said, I was fortunate enough to play in actually every event we had, so I kind of got a lot of reps early, which is why it probably wasn't as big as a jump to sophomore year for me. But yeah.
Now, coming from Madison all the way into town, right, all the way in Madison Township into the city limits to play for the hometown college. What was that like? I mean, you know, some people want to get up and go. Some people want to stay close to home. Some people don't want to go to college at all. I guess since I haven't asked you this, what got into that decision to stay local and come to Adrian College?
Yeah, well, I think just the homey vibe of it. I mean, the one-on-one with the professors. I mean, it's a smaller college. My dad went there, my sister went there, so kind of family-oriented, and I get to stay at home, have my own bed, home-cooked meals. So definitely a lot of pluses. And then, I mean, they have a great golf program, and I was fortunate enough to be on that. I only played 2 years at Madison, so I didn't have a lot of recruiting to do because I only played 2 years of high school golf.
Okay.
So after that, I kind of just reached out to Coach Greenwood to see if there was a possibility, and we kind of got in contact, and after that, it kind of just happened.
Well, Cam, your MIAA Jamboree that the college is hosting, it's going to be in Tecumseh at Tecumseh Golf Club October 12th, but your next tournament is the 28th, hosted by Kalamazoo College. Best of luck there. Let's improve on that start. Like, you're right in the middle of the pack. Let's see if we can get to the top three and then go from there. Cam, appreciate the time, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you.
And one more time, that was Cam Bozick with the men's golf team at Adrian College. He is a sophomore, went to Madison High School. We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk some club baseball in just a moment. But before that, your chance to win an NFL jersey this Monday and every Monday night during halftime here at Frickers. Come on by. Sign up a little card. You put your name and your phone number. If they draw your name, you'll win that NFL jersey. You don't need to be here to win that, but you do need to be here to enjoy the company, enjoy the food and drinks. It's a great time here at Frickers. So we're going to take a break. We are going to talk some club baseball with the assistant coach of the program, Dave Davies. We'll discuss the Bulldogs on the diamond right after these messages. This is the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
You to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out club baseball and women's soccer this Tuesday, men's soccer on Wednesday, women's hockey and volleyball on Friday, and women's soccer and hockey on Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the ACL Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com with Josh Mitchell back in our cave studios, making sure we are all good to go on the air. My name is Ian Wentz, happy to host this program for you today. We've talked some women's golf, men's golf. We will talk cross country in just a moment as I see Coach Kane hanging out in the wings, taking notes. I don't know why he's doing that. Maybe it's for practice or something. We're going to talk some club baseball with the assistant coach of the Bulldogs, Dave Davies. So welcome on the air. You've been a guest off mic for some things with the cave, but it's good to talk to you on the air.
First for me, though I've seen lots of your remotes.
So you know what to do.
We'll find out.
Exactly. Let's talk about last year for a brief moment here. A 14-12 finish to the season, bouncing back after going 0-5. So not the best start, but a pretty good finish, I'd say.
Yeah, last year we lost some key guys, both in leadership and playability. And over half the squad was freshmen, and we weren't ready to fill that hole. Mm-hmm. So it really took us some time to find our sea legs and get it under us. And then we went on a pretty good run last year.
Yeah, I would say. So you go 0-5, and then you go 14-7 the rest of the way, if my math is correct. I'm pretty sure it is. So that's 1 point for me.
And we're the only ones who laid a loss on Michigan out of our region last year. So we're pretty proud of that and of where we were able to go at the end of the season.
Sure, and Coach, you mentioned a young Bulldog squad last year, and your role as assistant, I can't imagine there's a ton of coaches. You know, it's Coach Knorr and then yourself, and I don't know who else you have on the staff, but what's your role with the team?
My role with the team is support Coach Knorr, to talk with the guys either individually or as a group, to keep them going, because we have a pretty large squad. Playing time is hard to find for some of these guys, especially in our fall portion when it's more of a sprint and we don't really know the young guys yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get frustrated. So keeping their spirits up and helping them get through the grind and installing kind of that bulldog way of doing business that we want to have.
So all those freshmen you mentioned last year, assuming a lot of them came back, they're sophomores, so maybe a little bit, you kind of know what you have from last year, but that doesn't mean that a freshman that didn't play a lot last year won't play a lot this year. You know, you have 16 games this fall to kind of figure things out. Kind of when does your calendar get going?
Tomorrow.
Okay, all right.
We play Jackson College tomorrow at the Nick. And, you know, they win 60% of their games. They're going to have some guys show up throwing smoke. So we're going to find out pretty darn quick if we're ready to play big boy baseball.
That's nice to play someone. Well, they don't play in Adrian, but they have a...
They're close by.
They're about as close as we can get. Probably one of the shorter road trips you could take.
Yep.
All right. Talking with Coach Dave Davies with the club baseball team at Adrian College. The three sports we've talked about, women's golf, men's golf, and now the club baseball. You split your season fall and spring, so it's like you have two seasons per school year. How do you attack that?
It's hard. In the fall, you really got to lean on your experienced guys, because there's not a lot of time to get ready. There's not a lot of time to get your pitchers ready, to see what you have in new guys. You got to just kind of hit the ground running. And we're lucky this year. We don't have that big void in talent. From the previous year, we got three guys coming back who got NCBA Player of the Week. So we've got some guys who have been there, done that. We had a big freshman class last year. They've all been experienced and been through it and grown through it. And we have a lot of freshmen this year. And I warned him. I'm like, don't get frustrated if it's not going the way you think it's going, because this is a sprint. Once we get into winter, past Christmas break, we can get into the hitting cage and we can learn the guys a little better. And some of those guys who maybe don't jump off the field into the game right away, they start to earn their time and their chances.
I have a number, 21 freshmen on the team, plus a large class from last year. You said there's a lot of players on this team. Are we talking like 40?
Talking exactly 40.
Wow.
Well, 39, because I think one of the guys who's on the team from last year is not going to be back at all. Certainly not back for the fall. So, we got 40 guys. You only play 9 at a time.
Do you have enough room in the dugout? Guys got to layer it up, you know, two rows deep in the dugout?
We might have to send some to the bullpen.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Wow. There's only 9 in the field at a time. Your pitching staff, I don't know how many you'll have there, but, I mean, it's like herding sheep. Like, you know, that's just a lot of bodies.
Well, baseball players are more like herding cats, right? They've all got their own way of doing it and getting prepared. It's going to be... It's going to be a lot of fun because even though we have a big freshman class, they all seem to love playing baseball.
That's
the practices we've had, there's a lot of energy. They're running on and off the field. There's not a lot of guys where you're like, he might be a problem. So having a lot of guys is good. We've got a lot of arms. Hopefully some of those guys will pop once the lights come on and it's for real. We expect to have a lot stronger start than we did last year, and if we can build like we did last year but with a stronger beginning, we have high hopes.
Talking with Coach Dave Davies with the club baseball team at Adrian College. He's the assistant with Coach Knorr. A lot of these successful Bulldog programs, and really at any college, you hear the word culture a lot. The guy sitting about 10 feet away from us has built a pretty good culture over there at the Nick. Could you speak to that? I mean, the program can almost recruit itself, I think.
It can at this point. And that's where, where we were missing it this time last year. We didn't have those guys. It wasn't established. It didn't get – there was some disconnect there, mm-hmm. especially with the large freshman class. But now we've got enough seniors and juniors in the program where we've been through it. We've all grown together. So we think we have something that's going to carry on and self-perpetuate for a while. And it's about the team. And when we had our discussion last week, I had sophomores speaking up saying, hey, if this isn't going the way we want it to go, you still got to be supporting your teammates, talking to the brand new guys. So that's an exciting thing that the boys are bringing it up.
Sure. Coach, I believe you wrote down some names.
I did.
Or just some numbers. Like, I want to give you a chance to kind of highlight some of the student-athletes that you wanted to talk about.
Okay. Well, we got Connor Davies, Jack Florick, and Jack Whitehead all coming back this year, and they were all Players of the Week last year for NCBA. Got Sam Fosman, who's our senior at the back end of the bullpen to close things out for us.
Okay.
We got a couple of... graduate students, Johnny Middleton and Ty Perrin, who are excited. So we're really thinking we can get off to a good start and threaten to make the playoffs and be in South Bend next year.
All right, couple names, couple last names. Fosman, does he have a relative that plays women's soccer?
I do believe that's his sister.
Okay, all right. And then Davies, any relation?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
That's my oldest boy.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. I've interviewed a few coaches that have coached their sons and daughters. It's usually on the high school side, but a different deal with college.
He was there before I was there, and he was playing, and, I'd go to the games, and I'd say, it's so much more fun inside the fence than outside the fence. Mm-hmm. And I just went and asked Josh. I'm like, Josh, could you use a hand? He's like, come on in.
Very cool. All right. A couple more things to go over before we head out for a minute. Your first game you mentioned tomorrow, the 17th at home, Jackson College, 6:00 first pitch. So get out there to the Nick. The parking situation is a lot better than it's been over the summer, right? So getting there and parking is going to be a lot easier than all that construction going on with the dome.
Yep. Coach Rainey says we should be good, so he knows. And right. If you can't come tomorrow, come Saturday and Sunday. We play Eastern Michigan at 2 and 4 on Saturday and at 1:30 on Sunday. And they're a Division II team, but they always threaten to be in the playoffs. They're a playoff contender every year, so those will be competitive games.
Quickly, what's the there's so many different leagues that all these different teams are in. You know, some are MIAA, some are not different acronyms. So what division or league or conference do the Bulldogs play in for?
We belong to the National Club Baseball Association,
okay,
and we're Division I. So we're in the Great Lakes region, the North Conference.
Okay.
We're with Michigan, MSU, Central, Notre Dame, and Western Michigan, and then us.
It's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool.
I mean, that can probably help with recruiting. Like, we're going to go play a bunch of guys with a black M on their shirt, or the black S on their shirt, or, very cool.
Absolutely, and it's really competitive baseball. All those guys love to play baseball as well as ours, so we love it.
With, I'll say, like the Big Ten or the Division I schools, to kind of blanket the term, their club stuff is strictly, you're going to pay to play at those schools. And Adrian,
absolutely.
I assume you get some support from the school.
I point out to our kids every year how lucky they are to be Adrian's students. Because everybody else, they're paying extra to play club baseball. They're not supported by their schools. They're said, you can practice anytime you want, but play anytime you want, but you got to go find a place because our varsity facilities are for our varsity athletes only.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Rainey and Adrian College are fantastic in their support of club sports, and we are the luckiest guys in the world that our athletes are at Adrian College.
And just to play at the Nick, right? That's a
fantastic
spot.
Fantastic.
And
everybody should come out and see some games at the Nick if they haven't.
And the existing facility, the hitting facility right next door.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Very cool. Well, the listeners out there, you don't have to wait very long. You can watch some Bulldog baseball. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock, they're going to play Jackson College. And, might as well make a weekend out of it as they're going to take on Eastern Michigan for a three-game set, September 21st and 22nd. And we do have to shout out Hunter Davies, who's been a voice on Inside the Cave. He's off at Michigan State, your son. So things seem to be going well up there in East Lansing.
Yep, we'll be up there in a couple weeks, and so I'll get to see him, and he'll get to watch us play baseball.
Very cool. Well, again, that was Dave Davies with the club baseball team at Adrian College. We're going to take a quick timeout, and we'll be right back to talk cross country. Their head coach in his second season, Miles Kane, is ready to go. So we'll get him all set up. We'll take a break. We'll hear from our wonderful sponsor, Frickers and Adrian College. We're going to be right back with the rest of the ACL Access show here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out club baseball and women's soccer this Tuesday, men's soccer on Wednesday, women's hockey and volleyball on Friday, and women's soccer and hockey on Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
to the ACL Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Ian Wentz here with you on the mic. A few people behind the scenes to give a shout-out to. Josh Mitchell back in our Cave Studios and Josiah Durrell here with Adrian College. We're going to see some of our interviewees on some social media throughout the week. Mike Prang off camera giving me all of these wonderful statistics and tidbits about the school athletes and coaches, and the head honcho himself, Craig Rainey, is here today, so better be on our best behavior. We're going to talk some cross country with second-year head coach, Coach Miles, with Adrian College. Second year, I remember last year it kind of seemed like a maybe a running pun here, but kind of a rush to get things going, and the season starts so early and it goes for so long. So kind of how's it been your second season, your first full time around with cross country?
Yeah, you know, for runners especially, sometimes it takes a little bit extra time to, you know, really trust the coach and trust what you're doing, just because, you know, we ask our athletes to put themselves in such a difficult position. You know, it's hard to run your best day in, day out, and especially at races, and so sometimes it takes a minute to click, and I think we got there, but it's nice to start this year already there with the majority of my athletes, and so this year in comparison to last year is much better in terms of culture, in terms of having to adjust to me and adjust to them, and it's a great start.
And I think you could make the argument that your off-season training is as important as your in-season training. So now you've had a chance to maybe implement whatever you can through all the rules and hoops you have to jump through to get the off-season workouts in that you want, that you think would help your athletes.
Yeah, 1,000%. I mean, these athletes have probably come – my returners have come in probably in better shape now than they were last track season, which means that, you know, for the most part, everybody did the summer work, which is, you know, in cross country, if you come in out of shape, like it's already too late. So yeah, super excited about that as well.
So far, coach, you put in two competitions, taking second at Olivet and eighth at Wayne State. That's the men. You coached the women as well. Mm-hmm. They took fourth at Olivet, 11th at Wayne State. Olivet versus Wayne State. You know, Wayne State in Detroit, big school, and Olivet, smaller town. So could you talk about maybe those two competitions?
Yeah, so we'll go to Olivet first. Olivet, we had a rain delay for about an hour and a half. And my athletes, I'll tell you what, like, runners are typically very kind of type A people. You know, they don't like their schedule being changed because it changes their whole preparation. Bathroom breaks, if anybody's a runner, they'll know. But, I mean, they did a phenomenal job adjusting. At Olivet, they got a 20-minute warm-up, which, as opposed to our normal hour warm-up, is quite different. And they still showed up and ran really well on the day. Whereas Wayne State, we got the preparation and, I mean, all together knocked it out of the park. We had, you know, definitely different competition levels. Mm-hmm. Our top guy was running with the Wayne State guys after not feeling so good really this week, and so we're very happy about that.
So was the Olivet event more of a D3 or MIAA type feel, and then Wayne State was, you're getting Division I, Division II.
Yeah.
Sorry, I should say Division II
yes.
Runners.
Yeah, so, I mean, so the Wayne State meet is definitely something we'll look to go to. It had competition for every single one of my athletes. So up, you know, the fastest folks all the way down to the people who may not quite be fast yet, but it had competition throughout. You know, people are chasing people. It's a big event, and we were so super fortunate to be a part of it, hoping to go back next year. Whereas Olivet, again, great competition, but as I tell my athletes, you know, early season, when you see people in the conference, it's kind of like dogs meeting each other for the first time. You're just you're sniffing butts and seeing how it goes, and that's what that was.
Miles, that's an interesting way to run.
Yeah, hopefully I'm allowed to say that. Hopefully I don't get in trouble.
Nope, you're fine. No, that's a totally okay word to say. No, you're fine. You're right. To kind of get that initial meeting with different competitors. All right, let's get into some of your athletes, some of your runners. Looking at the men's side, we have an all-MIAA selection last year, taking second in Olivet, sixth at Wayne State. Hope I say his name right, Will Hoovener?
That's right, yep.
All right, so you have to like what you've seen from Will so far.
Yeah, you know, Will is one of our guys who, you know, I guess when he came in, I think he had run maybe 17:30 when he got to us. And something happens when you run year-round, and last year was the first year he ran year-round, and, you know, he really took off during track season. So I expect, you know, he'll continue to get better. For us, we're going to be really focused on the fifth and sixth runner for us and just making sure that they're putting in as much work, and from what I've seen, that's exactly what's happening.
So when you say a 17, for people that are not cross-country savants, so that's a 17-minute, how far are they running?
5K. 30-minute 5K, and he just ran 14:50-something this past track season.
Okay. And cross-country is not running around in that circle on the track. It's different terrain, right? You're running on...
It
hopefully
is.
Grass, right?
Yeah.
That's what
they
want to run on.
Yeah, it's grass, it's dirt, it's mud, it's, you know, through hill and dale. And, you know, it takes a different type of runner to run cross than track because it throws you out of your rhythm. And if you can't adapt to those things, you know, if you're a very pretty runner and you can't change and adapt, then, you know, you're going to struggle.
Then track is for you.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
You'll excel at track. And
yes.
Is there, like, a joke where, like, all cross-country runners can do track, but not all track runners can do cross-country? Is that kind of a stereotype people throw out within the community?
I've got a number of, we call them mid-distance runners, so those are people running the 800 and the 1500, so more, you know, two-minute, five-minute events. And they're running cross because it's good for them, and they will get better from doing that. But the phrase I always hear is, you know, hey, coach, you don't take a Ferrari on grass. And, you know, in this case we do.
Yeah,
in this
sure.
case we do.
Yeah.
So,
talking cross country with Coach Miles at Adrian College. So we talked about the men. They're leaders so far. It's young into the season. But the women's side... freshman Samantha Coots, 14th in Olivet to lead the team, 72nd finish at Wayne State. Again, we talked about the difference between those two, but for a freshman to place in the top 15 for one event and then inside the top 75 in another has to be a pretty good start to a college career.
It is, and, you know, Sam is somebody who's super deserving of praise. I mean, she did not have an easy Friday, but she showed up anyways and really just put her game face on. And, I can't be more proud of her and the rest of the team for how they showed up on Friday. Just, I mean, the air between this year and last year is completely different for this women's team. So I hope we can keep that rolling.
We're kind of going backwards in the interview. I should have started with how many are on each team and kind of what's the breakdown of the different classes, but we can do it now. We'll start with the women's team.
Yeah.
What's kind of the breakdown and how many athletes do you have and if that's a good number where you should be?
Yeah, I think we're just shy of 18 on the women's side. We're a little bit heavier on the men's side this year. We're looking to add to those numbers, maybe bring in somewhere between 10 and 14 people this upcoming year. Just because, you know, the class that we have now is phenomenal culture-wise. I think as they grow, they're going to continue to make this team excellent. And I'm talking excellent in the classroom. I'm talking excellent people. And, of course, excellent runners is our goal. So the more people we can bring in to spend more time with those folks is fantastic. And then On the men's side, you know, I think we were right around 20 as well. We brought in a couple transfers, a couple people who have been in the game a little bit longer. And, you know, I think that's really helped out just the air of the team. You know, the guys' team especially is loving, supporting, caring for one another, which in our sport is huge because we're asking our athletes to put themselves under quite a bit of duress. So,
right. All right, next event, September 27th. You don't have to go very far. In fact, you could run here and get most of your race in. Siena Heights, they're hosting an event September 27th. How many, is that a large field of teams? Is it a smaller type of deal? What's that going to be like?
It's small to medium. It's one that Coach Liam and I, we were talking today, and we think on the men's side we could go win it. Depends on how things shake up, what other teams brought in. But at the end of the day, you know, it's another day to get a good 8K in and another good 6K for the women, and just a good day to get competition in and have a good time. So
this might be a dumb question, so turn the camera off if it is. Adrian College, you're running out of space to do things. Like, there's not much grass really left. Siena Heights, they don't have too much space either. Where are you going to run this thing on the 27th?
So it is at Heritage Park, which is right, if you're not familiar where that's at, if you know where the movie theater is, right as you're getting, it's right where, I forget what road it is, but it turns into M52.
Sure.
Right across the street from there is Heritage Park. So they got the pickleball courts and all that good stuff, but we train there probably every other week. So it'll feel like a home course for us.
Nice. Well, good stuff. But people can certainly go out and enjoy some cross country. Mm-hmm. I know you do get some spectators at events like that, running enthusiasts and things like that. So that's the 27th, hosted by Siena Heights. That is the next event for both the men's and women's cross country. I've been talking with their coach, Coach Miles, today on the ACL Access Show. Coach, it's good to see you again. And best of luck as year two continues.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. That's it. That's all for our AC All Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave and at 96.5thecave.com. Thank you to all the great people out here at Frickers in Adrian. Their Monday wing special going on all night long. It's the boneless wing special. Tuesdays are their bone-in wings. Don't forget their lunch specials from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. And tonight it's the Monday night giveaway, NFL jersey giveaway, every Monday night during halftime. So fill out your little entry form. You don't need to be here to win. They'll give you a call if you win. I've yet to get the call, but we're going to keep on trying. Big thanks to Sarah Bevington with the women's golf, Cam Bozick with the men's side, Dave Davies with the club baseball, and Coach Miles with cross country for joining us on the ACL Access Show today. Craig Ranney, Mike Prang, thank you. Josiah Durrell running the camera, so if you see stuff on Adrian College social media from this show, that's Josiah taking care of it. For Josh Mitchell back in our cave studios, I'm Ian Wendt saying goodnight from Frickers and Adrian on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.